Good news in a bad news world. Let me start with the bad news first. What do you want first, good news or bad news? They usually say, give me the bad news first, right? When we read or watch the news, oftentimes we are inundated with bad news. And a lot of news anchors, they will not report anything unless it's bad or negative. They thrive on negative news. You won't hear in the general news about what God is doing in other countries, even among Muslims and all that. You won't hear that on the news because that's not news to them. It's not bad. It has to be bad news. Because we live in a fallen world, and it is clear that the world isn't getting better, really. As far as the morals are concerned, the spiritual life, we're not better off than before in other generations. We hear about deaths and sickness and crime and wars and poverty and unmentionable acts of depravity and terrorism that occur daily. And thanks to the 24-hour news, especially internet news, news travels really fast. But what I have observed this year is, especially, have you heard this? Have you observed this? In the last few weeks, they have been talking a lot about fake news. And those people that have reported a lot of the fake news in the last year, they're talking about fake news because they're saying the others are fake news people. So they accuse each other now about fake news. I'll just give one example. Not long ago, we had to hear and endure these riots in Missouri about this young man that was shot by the police, and there was a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of hatred toward the police. And this phrase, hands up, don't shoot, came up in the news, and the news anchors, they took that up as the gospel and said that this young man had actually said that, but in the court, when every witness was examined, he had never said that, but it was reported. It was fake news. That's one example. So you hear a lot of other things, too, that... Well, you come to the conclusion, can I actually rely on the news that is said? Is that just somebody's opinion? And do they make it up? And that is why our media has been in sharp decline as far as this trust goes to believe what they're reporting. Because they actually report their own versions of what they want the news to be and what they want us to believe. That's the world we live in, okay? That's the bad news. And I'm always astonished, too, at in the United States, you have what you call Black Friday. Remember Black Friday? You understand what that means? It's the Friday after their annual Thanksgiving, and Canadians have picked up on that quite a bit too. So here we get together and we thank God for all the things that He has given us, and we are content, and we eat until we can't eat anymore. And then the next day, or even early in the morning, they're breaking down the doors of the stores. They have to get the best deals, and they trample on each other, and they commit crimes, and they do all this stuff. For what? Because they can get a large screen TV for half price or maybe 60% off. It's the world we live in. Shoving and pushing and stepping over others, trampling on each other. It's unbelievable. So that's the bad news. But we as believers, we have the good news. And I want to focus on the good news. We can always count on two truths in our Christian life, and that is the most important. The most important is that Jesus is our Savior and Lord, and He will always be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. This is easier said than believed.
That is true.
But those are the truths. They cannot be made fake. I recently found an article that there are at least four things that fake Christians cannot answer. Four questions. And one of them is, did you experience God's presence last week in your prayer life? Can you answer the question, did you experience his presence? Fake Christians cannot answer that.
But the Bible says, we as Christians, Romans 8, verse 38 and 39, that nothing can separate us from him. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This is part of the good news. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is the good news. And that is where our faith is anchored in. We read in our text that was read before, the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. And the glory of the Lord just illuminated everything, shone around them. And at first they were terrified. I mean, the crass difference from your ordinary life, you go about doing your business, you're in darkness, you're kind of in a daze, and it was at night, and all of a sudden this glorious light, as if they saw a UFO or something. And maybe some of them said, is this a UFO or what is going on here? No, there's an angel, and they all saw him. And as they were terrified, the angel said to them, don't be afraid. Did you know that that is the first message of Christmas, the first message of Messiah's coming? Don't be afraid. Because fear is paralyzing. Fear prevents us from trusting God. Fear prevents us from accepting the gospel as the truth, as the good news. And he says, I bring you good news. You know, in generations past, the prophets had always preached gloom and doom and judgment upon God's people. They came and they exposed the sins of Israel. They exposed the corruption that was going on. And they said, if you don't repent, this and this will happen. So it usually started with the prophets, especially Jeremiah. I mean, he was the weeping prophet. He always had this bad news for Israel, the threat of judgment. But this angel here says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. No judgment. Because Jesus later says, if you read John chapter 3, that the Son of God, Jesus the Messiah, did not come into this world to judge the world, but to save it. So this became a very personal invitation for the shepherds. The first thing that we notice here is that the angel addresses them personally. I bring you, you shepherds, wherever you are in your life at this time, however your spiritual life looks like, it may be in shambles, you may be broken men, you may be fearful, you may be hopeless or whatever, it doesn't matter. I bring you In your situation right now, presently, I bring you good news of great joy. There are at least three yous here. I bring you good news of great joy. There has been born for you a Savior. And this will be a sign for you. So the good news was for us, for all of us. The message that a Savior was born, not for others, but for all of us. And we will have a sign. And the sign was, you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Nothing extraordinary about that. But this is what we need to hear in our bad news world today. God has good news for us. And that is expressed also in the world, for God so loved the world. And I encourage all of you, we may have memorized this verse over and over, but I encourage you to read this verse at home again and meditate on it. For God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that all that would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Think about that verse. The absolute best news that you can ever hear. You will not hear any better news than that. God so loved the world that he gave. And his book, the Bible, is his letter to us. When Jesus was born, you and I received the good news that will bring great joy. Now, if it brings us great joy, that will be up to us. Because if we don't accept good news, it won't help us. If we don't believe the good news, if we don't believe that God can wash away our sins, if we don't believe that God can give us victory, if we don't believe that God can heal us, if we don't believe that God will be true to his promises, the joy will never come. So it is my prayer for myself and for all of us that we would accept and embrace and take to heart the good news of the greatest story ever told, that God so loved the world and gave his Son. This is a universal invitation. It's not just for certain people. It wasn't just for Israel. And thank God that Jesus came for all people. This is why the angel says this will be good for everybody. This is one size fits all. This is one plan of God that is for all people because he values every single soul in the entire world for all generations as very precious and worthy of his salvation. Now, when his Son indwells us, it doesn't make us different-looking people, a different color. It doesn't necessarily take all problems away, no. It doesn't even prevent us from some of the consequences of sin in this world and even our own sins. But when Jesus is accepted, when he is our Savior, our Lord, and we accept him by faith, he definitely brings that great joy. This is not, he doesn't say happiness. I'll make you happy. Happy is when we get a Christmas present that becomes old the next day, or maybe the same day, it's already an old story. But this is a proclamation of joy that will be everlasting. I said before, the angels did not come to proclaim punishment or judgment upon the sins of the shepherds or the nation. He came to proclaim the good news of great joy for everybody. And that great joy is contingent upon the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we accept it and embrace it and that we share it. And if you haven't received the good news, and if you are inundated and you are overwhelmed by the bad news in your life, whether it's concerning health or situations, and believe me, I know how it feels to be overwhelmed, that we take the time and we become still and say, Lord, let this joy return. Let this joy come back. Do not be afraid, the angel said. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. So we come to the Lord in repentance, in humility. And if you are overwhelmed today, even as a child of God, and you feel down and depressed, down and out, God will renew, wants to renew that joy through his message, the truth that Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, he is Lord over all, and he has everything in control. Let's trust him and love him back. In Jesus' name, amen.